Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 2, by Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami. Chapter 5, The Krishna Sun. If we want our shelter, it must come from overhead. Ashray, or shelter, is not under our feet. Shelter should be over our head. The principal Vedic mantra says, Tadvishno paramang padang sada pashyanti suraya diviva chakshur atatam. The holy feet of Vishnu, who is pervading everywhere, ya idang vyapnotiti Vishnu. His feet, his lowest portion, is towards us. Paramam means very highly qualified from all standpoints. That is not to be neglected. From the standpoint of fine existence, knowledge as well as sweetness, the Absolute is Paramang Padam. Sada Pashanti Suraya. The scholars are always conscious of the fact. This is the real basis of their life. Man is not an animal, wandering over the earth, mountain or jungle. But the real man is in his consciousness, and he is always conscious of a higher entity. He is always seeing or conscious of that ideal. Diviva chakshur atatam, vaguely or in a mystic way? No. As conspicuous, as clear and as real as the sun we see in the sky. Tadvishno paramang padam. So we should really live and move in that consciousness. We are children of that conscious world. Tang tu rajan marishyeti pashu buddhim imang johi. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.5.2. At the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shukadev Goswami gives a warning to Parikit Maharaj to be conscious of the firm basis of his teachings. Deception is like a serpent that stealthily comes to bite and kill. Ignorance comes stealthily and takes the soul down to the world of animal consciousness, and we are all moving under the deception of this heavy flesh and blood. Therefore, heavier earth is necessary to lift us above, up onto its lap. Diviva chakshur atatam marishyeti pashu buddhim imang johi. So do away with your animal consciousness, that you are flesh and blood. No, you are not limited to flesh and blood, but you are a conscious unit, and you won't die. You are not a member of this dying world, where everything is sure to die on account of its malidentification. This is forced upon you. You must die. You must become infirm. You must be born. You must suffer from disease. But all these are misidentification of yourself with your body. This is animal consciousness, consciousness that you are an animal. But you are not so. You are a conscious unit. You are spirit. You are soul. Not only is the soul immortal, not only does God exist, not only is he the absolute dispenser of good and bad, but we ourselves are units of the conscious world. So, Pashu Buddhim Imang Jahi, separate yourself eternally from that mania, from that misconception and false identification with this material aspect, which is the result of your degraded life. Be reinstated in your glorious position as soul. And how is this possible? You are tathashta, marginal, by constitution. So you cannot stand on your own two feet. You must have some shelter, either mundane within your mundane identification, or above that, you must have some shelter above your head. O tathashta jiva, you must have shelter in the Swarup Shakti land, the final land. Paramang Padam, the divine feet of Vishnu, of Narayan, of Krishna, are like the sun to you, in the material comparison, that is, chakshu or seer, or that which makes feeling or seeing possible. If he is withdrawn, everything is dark. If Vishnu's supreme plane is withdrawn, everything will be dark. That is the light of light, and you must be eternally conscious that above you is another soil, and your shelter is there, and you are a soul unit. You must bring about this radical change in you. That plane is your shelter. This world is not your shelter. It is a prison house to you. This broad and graphic comprehensive consideration must be the basis of spiritual understanding. Otherwise there is danger of sahajism or imitationism. Tadvishno paramang padam. We have to cross this Hindenburg line. Explanation. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, Paul von Hindenburg, 1847 to 1934, was a German field marshal during World War I. Noted for its immense strength, the Hindenburg Line, also known as Siegfriedstellung, was a defensive barrier improvised by the German army on the Western Front, extending between Soissons and Lyon. Back to the text. Srila Sridhar Maharaj speaking. Basically, this is the advice of Rig Veda, the first Veda that descends from the upper world to this world. The primary requirement for you all is to conceive that there is a world above, and above means in the line of consciousness. Your highest identity is that of consciousness, and you must adopt that conscious world above you as your shelter. You will live and move there. This is the radical change. Here you are in the atmosphere of exploitation, but that is the land of service. There you have to think in terms of service. That is on your head. That region is superior to the stuff you are made of. So do you want that connection? Or do you prefer to reign in hell than to serve in heaven? What do you like? Consider, and then come forward. You can have a prospect of attaining everything up to Krishna, the Absolute. Otherwise, you will have to revolve here, in this world of 8,400,000 species. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavara Lakshavingshati Krimayo Rudrasankhyaka Pakshinang Dasha Lakshakam Tingsha Lakshani Pashava Chatur Lakshani Manushaha Vishnu Purana. There are 900,000 aquatic, 2,000,000 immobile, 1,100,000 worm-cum-insect, 1,000,000 bird, 3,000,000 animal, and 400,000 human species. These are the 8,400,000 classifications of species throughout which you will have to wander in the world of action and reaction. You need to select your path. Do you want to be a member of the land of immortality? Do you want janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age and infirmity, or immortality? If you want immortality, you'll have to pay for the ticket. You'll have to take the visa. You will have to prepare for such a categorical beginning. And the bond you have to sign is slavery to Krishna. Jivera Svarupahoy Krishnera Nityadas. If you want to go to that mystic land, the land of infinite hope, prosperity and prospect, you will have to go as a slave, because that plane is made of a higher stuff than you yourselves are. Vaikunthera Prithiviyadi Shokalo Chinmoy Mayak Bhuttera Totti Janma Nahi Hoy Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 5:53. There, earth, water, etc., everything is made of consciousness, spirit. And above that, there is anandam, or ecstasy, not only a matter of consciousness. Although medicine seems bitter in the beginning, in a healthy state one may taste its sweetness. Our approach to the divine realm may also be experienced in this way. So in Raga Marg, the path of divine love, and in Krishna Lok, there is not only consciousness, but beauty is the prevailing element there. The ideal. A ship without a rudder drifts aimlessly in the ocean. But if I've taken to heart the particular ideal of Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and Bhagavatam, then I am captured. My tuft of hair, Shikha, is tied with the feet of Guru Maharaj and the Divine Grace. The tuft of hair is captured. The head is captured there. And everything will be done through the head, the part of the body which is most revered in this material world. One who has a good ideal is in possession of the most valuable wealth. On the other hand, one will only hanker for kanak kamani pratishta, popularity, materials of sense pleasure, and money, all these things, but they are all animal consciousness. They are all properties in the land of animal consciousness. A radical change must be effected in us if we really want a life worth living. Such is the importance of our ideal. A man should be judged by his ideal. The greatness of the ideal he is trying to realize is to be marked. The man of the future, the man of tomorrow, should be judged by his ideal. If his ideal is great, he is great. Because if he is sincere, tomorrow or very soon, he will reach it. So our ideal is the all-important factor. We may not attain our high ideal very easily. It is not inferior merchandise to be disposed of cheaply in the market. It is most valuable. But whatever the cost, no matter. We should feel within, I want no less than that highest thing, that Advaita Gyan, that autocrat, that goodness autocrat, the supermost commander of everything. I want him and nothing less, and I should live and move and feel in myself that whatever I shall do at every second, I am meant for that. I am meant for my ideal. I have no time to waste or to hesitate for anything. If every moment I move in every way with the ideal in my heart, I shall always make some progress towards it. If I can just stay in touch with my ideal, that will guide and inspire me. In any and every action, whatever I shall do or undo, eat, rest, etc., my ideal will be overhead. And that will gradually take me out of all these entanglements and enticements. And one day or other, I shall be able to reach it. Jata shraddho matkathashu nirvanak sarvakarmashu Veda dukatmakam kaman parityage pyanishvara. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.27. For one who has had the chance to acquire a taste and become attracted to talks of me, my activity and my movement, no other temptation can any longer hold him under its power. He becomes indifferent to all other activity. The outcome is that he can understand within that all other things bear some unpleasant reaction. Yet, although he can conceive that they are all pain-producing, he is helpless to immediately free himself from their clutches. The debt is already incurred, and his debtors won't allow him to escape. I am in the midst of so many acquisitions, it is not very easy to leave them at once by my sweet will. Previously, I consciously incurred some obligations, and I cannot abruptly cut off their connection. They won't let me free. Tato bhajitamang prita shradhalo dridhanishchaya dushyamanas chitan kaman dukko darkans chagarhayan. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.28. But this shraddha, or pure attraction he has acquired for me, is of eternal nature. It cannot be subdued or cut off by any mundane or ordinary attempt. Despite undergoing so many sufferings, he goes on remembering me. His thinking, aspiration, and earnestness is for me, and the more he is compelled to suffer from the pressure of the environment, a firmness in me becomes more and more sure, and finally invulnerable. And by standing the test of all these trials, he will stand and grow beyond the jurisdiction of these mundane forces. The more pressure comes from outside, the more firmness he feels in the necessity of my help to him. At that time, he turns his back to all the pains of the world, and he keeps me in front. He begins to move onward. Whatever happens to me, I can't complain. It is in my master's jurisdiction whether he sees fit for me to undergo these trials or not. But I won't leave my new ideal. I can't. Whatever may come, it may happen, never mind. Still, he abuses himself. What have I done? What have I done? It is rather justice that I should be tormented and troubled in such a way. It is not wrong. Really, just dealings have come to be exercised over me. Why should I have committed this wrong? I entered this wrong alliance, entered into the tribe of the Gundas for exploitation. The reaction that is coming to me is well and good. He blames himself. He does not blame the environment for troubling him, but he sees a concentration camp within. He blames his own self, his own free will and fate. That becomes the nature of his temperament at that time. He does not look to place the fault on the shoulders of others, but he takes the whole burden. Yes, the environment is doing justice to me, the traitor, the ambitious, the oppressor of the environment. When he's in such consciousness, his bhakti yoga or devotional engagement becomes more and more intense. The intensity of his progress accelerates. Proktena bhakti yogena bhajatama sakrin mune kama ridaya nashanti sarve mayi hridi stite Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.29. With accelerated motion, his intensity towards me grows. Then, by my appearance, all his internal and external discrepancies are gradually destroyed and evaporated. When by such an approach he reaches my domain, or rather, I come down, extending my existence to his heart, then everything else disappears. Vidyate hridaya grantish, chidyante sarva samshayaha, chidyante chasya karmani, mayi drishte kilatmani. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.30. Then, vidyate hridaya grantihi, all the ties and entanglements, corners and angles vanish, crookedness vanishes. He finds himself in the midst of a straight, plain, graphic, spacious and all-embracing temperament. His atmosphere changes. All the ties of so many attractions to various achievements are at once dissolved. They have no necessity in this land. Hridaya na punjato, Manu Sanghita 2.1. Internal approval comes to assure you that you have arrived in your own land. Chidyante sarva shangshaya. There is no room for any doubt. You find that all your hankerings are more than fulfilled here. I was searching. My whole body was searching. In Vaishnav Padavali, Anthology of Vaishnav Songs, there is an expression, Prati Anga Lage Kande Prati Anga More. In the Acme of Divinity, Madhura Rasa, where Srimati Radharani is Shakti, the divine potency of the Lord, she says, my every limb is crying for the respective limb of my Lord. Not only myself, but every part of my body earnestly aspires for the corresponding part of my Master's. Chidyante sarvashangshayaha. Every part bears witness. Yes, we have reached the destination we were striving for. This is our full-fledged satisfaction. This is my soil. This is my home. Every atom of the body will say it. No trace of any doubt will be found, for there is no longer any room for that. But every atom will find its fulfillment This is my home, this is my home. I am in home comfort, I find. Chiyante chasya karmani. The Lord says about his devotee, and the forces of reaction won't come to trouble him, to drag him down or attract him backwards. That too is severed. Mayi drishte kilatmani. I am the fullest of the full perfection. He will be able to trace my friendship. This should be the course of our life, our cherished goal. Srimad Bhagavatam tells us this. Home, sweet, sweet home. You are a child of that soil. In one word, that is the goal. Why is that the highest goal? Because that is your home. Svarupe shabarohoi golakite stiti. This one word, home, is sufficient to attract you. You are wandering in a foreign land, but here is your home. You will get home comfort here, and you won't be able to deny that. So back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. To avoid the Christian conception of God, our Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, used the word Godhead. God is a particular conception of the Absolute, but Godhead represents Bhagavata, or the background of the conception of God, which is Svayam Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord Himself. This is the highest conception of God. This is the meaning. So more than back to God is back to Godhead. Srimad Swami Maharaj named his spiritual magazine from this consideration. Back to Godhead. There is home. Unsettled, we are running hither and thither with no principle of life, so our position is very sad. But this is a troublesome life. To think, I can't put my faith anywhere, means that I can't find a friend anywhere. I am friendless, moving amongst foreigners or maybe enemies. But I must have a friend or some friendly atmosphere. I must come into such company in which I can put full faith, in which I can believe and trust, otherwise my life will be miserable. If wherever I cast my glance, I think, I can't trust all our enemies. To live in such an atmosphere is to live in a particular prison house. All uncertainty, all untrustworthiness, that is a very deplorable position. So by God's grace, Shraddha should come to us. I can not only trust and believe, but I cannot but show my regard to a personality of the higher position. Gurum eva bikachet. When we suffer from uncertainty to the extreme, we shall hanker for connection with Guru, the reliable source. I can not only put an inquiry to him with faith and trust, but Guru is a guardian who is my well-wisher more than I am to my own self. Guardian means a friend who thinks more of me than I think of myself. He knows more about my welfare than I do. Such is the position to have a guardian, a friend, a guru. Narottama Thakur says, Ashray loya bhajje tanne Krishna nahi tyaje. If one can get a bona fide guardian, his future is insured. Krishna cannot very easily dismiss the guardian, because the guardian has a solid position in the Lord's relationship. So if I enter into the domain of my guardian's care, my position will be insured. Ara shava mari okarana. Others who have not yet been able to tie themselves with the holy feet of their guardian or guru are in an uncertain position, and they may be deviated by any agent. Their future is deplorable. If through our Shraddha we can have a real ideal in life and acquire a real guardian, then certainly our future is insured practically. Our only duty will be towards our guardian, our Guru Deva, and all other duties will be automatically accomplished. So, to run throughout the length and breadth of this wide world, this land where nothing but various types of exploitation of various planes are existing, is to run as a ship without a rudder, that can be swept away by sea storm this side and that, endlessly, without purpose. It is through Shraddha that we can connect with our highest goal of achievement and fulfillment. This matter must be solved. Then real life begins. Do you have any questions? Devotee: Maharaj, you mentioned that the material world is like a prison house. Are the demigods such as Brahma and Indra also prisoners? Srila Guru Maharaj: They are also prisoners, but as officers. Even prisoners may become officers on the sanction of the jail government. In the prison government, senior and qualified prisoners are also given a chance for a post. Is it not a fact? Devotee: Yes. Srila Guru Maharaj: So, their position is like that. They are also imprisoned, but their position is a little higher. A duty is deputed to them, but they are nonetheless prisoners. Devotee: The Srimad Bhagavatam says that there are 14 planetary systems, and yet when we see the sky at night, we see so many stars and planets. It seems that the number is unlimited. Srila Guru Maharaj answers, Those 14 worlds are not only of this physical type, but range from physical to subtle. Creation stems from consciousness towards matter. The gradation from matter up to consciousness is progressively finer and finer, the gap between matter and soul. To fill the gap from gross to subtle, there is a progression of more and more subtle planes that finally vanish in the conscious area. The gradation from jad to chetan, from matter to spirit, or from unconsciousness to consciousness, occurs in so many steps, fine, finer, finest. It is to be conceived of in this way, bhur, bhuva, svar, mahar, janar, tapar, satyalok, then viraja, then brahmalok or brahman. In brahman, we find the real existence of the soul. From viraja downwards is the area of this material consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita we find Indriyani paranyahur indriyebhya parang manaha manasastu para buddhir buddherya paratastu saha 3.42. In brief, four stages of mundane elements in the middle are given here. First is matter, second is the senses, third is mind, and fourth is judiciousness or reason. Finally, there is the soul. But in more elaborate detail, there are also seven subdivisions of bhur, etc., up to satyaloka. In this line, the soul is found in Brahman, paratastu saha. The word saha refers to Brahman. Matter may also be subdivided as stone, water, heat, gas, ether, etc. In one word, it is matter, but one will also find subdivision of matter from gross to subtle. In stone, one will find earth, coal, wood, maybe gold or silver. But all these elements are felt by the senses, and thus the senses are superior to all the gradations of matter. Then there is the faculty of thinking or impulse, I want this, I don't want that. But further, the faculty of judiciousness, reason or intelligence is superior. No, don't want that. It will produce a certain bad effect in you. And so on. Even more subtle than the intelligence is chit, consciousness, which is not mentioned in Gita. Further is ahankar, ego, and finally the realm of soul.